I'm not really that curious about the date in today's second date update. I'm more interested in this guy's name than anything else.
Why?
Because I haven't talked to this dude yet, but he did sign his email, The Wart.
Stop.
The Wart.
Please tell me that's not his nickname.
Is that your name, Wart?
No, it's not my legal name. It's a nickname my college buddies bestowed upon me.
Okay.
That kind of suck.
You convinced a girl to go out with someone who goes by The Wart?
Well, I didn't drop it on her until I met her in person, obviously.
Okay.
So what? I'll call you Wart for this second date update, but what's your real name?
My real name is Desmond.
Desmond, oh, okay. Yeah, I'd rather go by Wart, too.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Jamie.
Jamie okay. And the Wart. I like it.
It's got a nice ring to it, huh?
It's like a romance novel.
How'd you meet Jamie?
I had met her on an online dating site.
Okay, and what did you like about her from her dating website?
Well, everything. And to be honest, I kind of thought she was a bit out of my league, but I took a chance anyway.
Whoa!
And she agreed to go out with me, and when I met her in person, my suspicions were confirmed.
So she was out of your league. How many levels up from you?
About 17.
All right.
So she's super hot, out of your league, and you scored a date with her. Congratulations. What did you guys do?
Well, we met up and ended up going to a hotel bar to kind of hang out.
Oh, that's so seedy. Oh. Hotel bars are always seedy.
Yeah, but you know what? To me, I find them to be very nice and fancy places that show me in a good light that I can afford to go to a place like that.
It depends what hotel you're going to.
Yes.
If it's the W bar, then that's nice.
Four Seasons.
Yeah, if it's like a Motel 6 lobby.
Yeah, or the Red Line out by an
It's going to be a little different, yeah.
What was her first reaction when she saw you?
She actually responded to me, I feel like, in a pretty pleasant way. She was very cordial, very excited,
good.
I thought. I gave her, instead of doing a handshake, I went right for a kiss on the cheek.
Whoa. Bold move, sir.
That's aggressive.
And this is how I introduced her to my nickname, because I said, you've just received a kiss from the Wart.
Oh. And she
I don't think that's a good way to go into things. How'd she react after you said that?
A little confused, but that then opened the door for me to explain my nickname, where it comes from, and she was kind of on board with all of that.
So okay. You're really, I mean, you sound like you're very proud of being called the Wart.
It's a nickname that has stuck for a while, and it kind of gives me a little bit of a legendary aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, definitely people know you.
Yeah.
If I'm talking about the Wart, there's only one person I'm talking about,
absolutely.
And that's you.
I should hope so.
All right. So how did everything go between you and her at the hotel bar?
Yeah, I think very good. You know, we drank a little bit. We talked a lot. We got to know each other very, I'm not going to say intimately, but, you know, playfully. She laughed a lot. I laughed a lot. I may have told her one or too many personal things, like I ended up showing her a scar on my leg.
Whoa.
Why? Why'd you show her a scar on your leg?
Well, I had told her a story about being injured when I was a teenager, and I was like, let me just show you. And rolled up my pant leg, and there you go.
And the scar was like on your calf muscle or something, right? Not like your inner groin.
No, it's actually just upper thigh. Yeah, let's call it upper thigh.
Okay, so you pulled your pants all the way up to show her this scar.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
did that
man.
Seem to turn her off at all?
No, not at all. I think it actually legitimized me and my story, because when I first told it to her, she didn't believe me. And I was like, all right, well, then, you know, you're kind of asking for it. And showed her the scar. And she believed me at that point.
Okay.
Nice.
Can I ask, I mean, you sound like a very nice person, but are you not very good with women?
I'm not going to be writing a book on women anytime soon, but I've had my mild successes here and there.
Okay.
I mean, I just can't imagine finishing a date with a guy that calls himself the Wart, and he's showing me scars on his upper thigh and still being stoked about the situation.
Oh, come on. Everybody loves the Wart. Everybody loves to hang out with or go out with the Wart. Like you,
yeah.
I could see you liking the Wart.
Well, did it seem like she liked the Wart at the end of your date?
Well, here's how it kind of ended. You know, things were going well. And this is what I do. Because I'm very respectful of women, we split the check. And
you didn't pay?
Yeah.
And your reason for that is because you're respectful of women, like.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I know she works, I work. I feel like it's a good move to be like, hey, you know, I'm not dominating you by just throwing down all my money and paying for this.
Equality,
like,
I like it.
We're equal partners in this, not quite relationship, but in this dating scenario.
Now, normally the tradition is a guy will pay on a first date.
Yes.
Did that seem to rub her the wrong way?
I don't think so. She paused for maybe a half a second. But she was like, oh, okay, I get you. And then she said, I respect that in return.
Okay.
And I offered to walk her to her car, which she said, no. And then I offered to kiss her. I said, can the wart get another kiss in?
Uh-oh.
And yeah.
Did you say it like that? Did you refer to yourself as the wart and ask if the wart could get a kiss?
I did. I was, you know, I figured it worked the first time. I figured I had one more in me.
Mm.
And I did say I would call her, and she did say yes.
Yes.
So it seemed like a success, regardless of getting that last kiss.
And have you called her?
I have called her twice, and have yet to receive a response.
Okay, and how long has it been?
It's been a little over a week now.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like the wart is getting the old blow off.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, play a song, come back. Call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on, man.